For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A Missouri appeals court has rejected a challenge to a November ballot proposal requiring teachers to be evaluated based on student performance. The decision yesterday by a panel of the Western District Appeals Court turned down claims that the measure improperly seeks to amend two parts of the Constitution at once. The proposal would require that schools base personnel decisions largely on student performance data and would bar unions from collectively bargaining over the details of those evaluation systems. It would also end tenure protections for newly hired staff by limiting contracts to 3 years. The measure is opposed by public teachers and administrator groups. It's been supported by prominent political donor Rex Singfeld, but the group sponsoring the proposed constitutional amendment has said it won't be campaigning for it. MU Extension is looking for new ways to tell the public about its programs. Yesterday, a panel of three recipients of the C. Bryce Ratchford Memorial Fellowship Award explored how the Extension will evolve in a changing society. UM Executive Vice President Emeritus Ronald J. Turner said the Extension needs to change with the times.
We have to try something different. And in my view, what we need to try that we haven't tried is for universities to come together in common cause to promote the public good.
The goal of MU's Extension's new strategy is to make the public aware of the benefits that higher education provides for the community. The Columbia City Council voted earlier this week to approve service agreements for the improvement of older sanitary sewers in the downtown area. The city hired Engineering Surveys and Services to fix the lines that run through Flat Branch Creek and the sewer main under 6th and Elm Street. Student housing developers are also adding $450,000 to improve the sewer line that runs underneath Turner Avenue and into the Flat Branch Trunk Sewer. City Councilmember Laura Nauser says the project goal is to have improvements completed by the time new student housing complexes are being built. Nauser says the university's push for more students influenced the decision on the project.
The university is making an aggressive move to increase their enrollment. And with their aggressive move to bring more students to our community, then those individuals who provide the student housing for them have also ramped up their projects and development.
The council passed the vote by a count of 6-1. The total cost of the project will be more than $811,000. As Missouri schools celebrated Constitution Day on Wednesday, some former Missouri state officials are calling for high school students to be required to pass a citizenship test to graduate. KBIA's Kyle Norris has more on how adding another state test may be a moot point.
Missouri law already requires all students to pass tests on the state and U.S. constitutions before graduation. Columbia is no exception. Michelle Baumstark, communications coordinator for Columbia Public Schools, says that adding another test may not be worth it.
I don't know necessarily that it would be necessary to have an additional test because there are already several requirements in place. Certainly it's something that can be debated, and I do know that several other states have considered passing similar legislation.
Baumstark says that as state testing moves more towards Common Core standards, there will be more social studies testing involved. She says this legislation would be redundant to what Missouri students already need to learn. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
Jefferson City staff discussions have begun on whether or not the Ban the Box movement should be presented in front of the city council. The campaign, which asks employers to look at a candidate's past work experience and potential rather than prior felony convictions, is being led by a group called All of Us or None. The main focus of the Ban the Box campaign is getting the question, "Have you been convicted of a felony?" eliminated from job applications. Editor of Prison Legal News, Paul Wright, says that generally when employers see that someone has been convicted of a felony, they get pushed back in the application process, and this movement gives them a chance to at least get to the interview.
Basically, the Ban the Box movement started a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, in California as an effort to remove the box on job application forms that request job applicants to disclose whether or not they've been convicted of a felony.
The city attorney of Jefferson City, Drew Hilbert, says as of right now, the Ban the Box movement is just a staff discussion and nothing has been presented to the council. Staff discussions on whether or not Jefferson City should endorse this movement are still ongoing and could take up to a couple of months. Governor Jay Nixon created the Office of Community Engagement yesterday. The goal of the agency is to help low-income and minority citizens in Missouri. Nixon signed an executive order for the agency's creation. He appointed former Senator Maida Coleman as the agency's director and former St. Louis City Municipal Judge Marvin Teer as deputy director and general counsel. Teer said he is excited for the new program and he looks forward to the future of the agency.
This is the opportunity, first of all, to take a whole division, a whole new concept, and build it from the ground up. Communication, engagement are the cornerstones to any kind of successful venture.
Currently, Teer said the goals of the agency were to speak with as many people as they can. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.